What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We kind of lucked out over here, I mean, at least on the East Coast, with two nice weekends in a row. That's all I have to say about that. A little update. I got to update you guys on my neighbor situation. So I told you guys a few weeks ago about how my neighbors got evicted and were forced to move out. But now they're completely gutting the house. Like they're completely gutting it because apparently it was just disgusting and black and gross and like needed to be updated anyway. However, we share a driveway. So let me paint a picture for you. All of the little townhouses in my neighborhood are in little tiny cul-de-sacs, if that makes sense. So like they're all in like a U shape. And then you drive through that U, like you enter one way and exit the other way. And there's spots on each side of the U, like parking spots for the residents. But every two houses share a driveway. So we get like one driveway spot. We have a one car garage. And then there's just the parking around that little circle or on the street. We share a garage with the neighbors next door, or not a garage, a driveway. And because they're doing construction, and my window's open right now, they can probably hear me talking, but whatever. They have this big van that they park right in front of the house, not in the driveway, but right in front of the house is also right in front of the parking spots in this little U shape. And they're all on like a slant. So you can't get in to some of the spots. They're blocked because it's too sharp around that little bend where if you try and get in, you're just going to, the back end of your car is going to smash into this van. And then yesterday, I'd managed to get into a spot because they weren't there. They showed up. I go to leave. When you did a bad parallel park job and you're inching forward and then you're putting it in reverse and you're inching back and then you're inching forward and then you're putting it in reverse and you're like cutting the wheel and inching it back. That's basically what I had to do to get out of this spot. As the construction worker stood there in the driveway, just watching me. Not like a, oh, you want me to move the car so you can get out? Just watching me struggle. So I've been complaining and I'm like, they need to not park here because it makes it very hard to get out. My mom was like, well, you should see what happens when they park in the driveway. So the other day I come home and normally I don't park in the driveway. That's reserved for mother. So I only park there when I know that she's out and I'm going to be back out before she gets home. So the other day I had a quick little break. I was going to stop home for 20 minutes in between clients. And I go to pull in my driveway. They're literally diagonal across this driveway. And again, the guy's just standing there watching me very carefully, like try and pull in and not hit his vehicle. So listen, am I the most perfect parker in the world? No. I mean, I do try and make sure I'm in between the lines, although sometimes it's ugly, but it's in the lines. But if you see somebody like struggling because of your car being in the way, get in your fucking car and offer to move. I don't get it. A lot of things happen in this world that I observe that I'm just like, does this not click in anybody else's head? Because it's clicking pretty easy for me. Whatever. Anyway, what else has been going on this week? I didn't really feel good this week. I don't know. So yesterday was better and today's better. I must have had like a little bug, like something I ate must have really triggered me for a few days. But this week I was so bloated and in pain. Like, I knew it didn't feel good. Like, I felt like shit. And then I went to go take a shower the other day towards the beginning of the week and just looked at myself in the mirror and was like, oh my God. Like, you actually look like you're about 5 to 6 months pregnant right now. Like, my stomach was just out. Hard, solid to the touch, but I was in so much pain. So, and obviously wearing like gym shorts and stuff doesn't really help. But Thursday, I'm on the treadmill. I go and post. I try and post something inspirational for y'all, as I do. I'm on the treadmill. I'm doing my cardio. So I posted a little boomerang of me flashing a little peace sign like in my shoes on the treadmill. And I was like, get your steps in. Somebody replies. And this is not a complete stranger. This is somebody like I know of. Like, we grew up in the same town. Like, we don't really know each other, but like mutual friends, you know. I think our moms know each other. He replies to my story. Not gonna lie, your fanny pack blends in so well with your shorts that I thought you were pregnant for a little bit. I reply, I'm not wearing a fanny pack. That's just my stomach. He was so apologetic. I was like, yeah, just bloated. And he was like, oh, you know, Memorial Day weekend, we're all bloated. And I said, yeah, but I don't drink because I'm on prep. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to shut the fuck up. You look great. I am so sorry. I had to laugh. First of all, it's again, one of those things that I'm just like, what in your right mind made you think that you should go out of your way to a girl and be like, oh my God, I thought you were pregnant for a second. Or like, oops, I actually mistook that. Like, because it was my stomach. And it was just me looking pregnant. It was me looking large and in charge. So hopefully, lesson learned on that, guys, and that's not a way to slide into a girl's DM. If you have comments like that, just keep it to yourself, or honestly, screenshot it and send it to your boys and be like, oh my God, I thought she was wearing a fanny pack for, or I thought she was pregnant for a second, but it's just her fanny pack. Like, don't say it to me on the off chance that it's not a fanny pack and it's actually just my stomach bloated a good 6 inches outwards. But I had to laugh because, listen, I knew how I felt. I knew how I looked. I was not feeling good this week. It's not like I thought that I felt great and I thought that I had like 6-pack abs and then this guy's just coming into my DMs being like, oh my God, you look fat. Like, no, I know that I looked pregnant. I do. And the angle I took it at was not great either. But so and that's part of it too. Like, when you're on the, like, people are always like, how do these comments not get to you? Like, whatever. And I'm like, you know, some of them do, but most of them, like, you really just gotta, like, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. I know that I looked bloated as hell because I was bloated as hell. So hopefully for this guy, he writes down a little note. Okay, this is not what I'm gonna say to women. And it's a good laughing experience. And the good news is that I've exercised all my demons and I'm feeling better. I don't know. I don't really don't know what happened. And like, you guys know, I'm very careful about what I eat, especially on this prep. I've been eating a lot of whole foods and I do get a little bit of artificial sweeteners in there like sucralose, but very trace amounts where that's like, I'd be like, I don't know. My diet didn't change. So something bad must have gone down there and it's we're good. We're good now. You know, sometimes I wish I had a host so it wasn't just like me rambling through story after story, or not a host, a co-host, but I don't. So it's me talking to myself. Anyway, I noticed something today that I wanted to talk to you guys about. By the way, do you guys hear them slamming the door? That I can't help. That you got to open and close the door. So I apologize if you hear construction noises in the back. I am an extroverted person, right? Like, I spend a lot of time in sales and and being a personal trainer and having the online presence, like I know how to talk. I'll chat people up. I'll make small talk. I've noticed only when I'm talking to adults, not when I'm talking to like my peers. When I'm talking to adults that I don't really know or like we're making small talk, this New Jersey Italian accent just comes flying out of my mouth. You guys listen to my podcast every week, so I don't think, like, I don't sound like Tony Soprano. You know, I'm like, I'm not, I don't talk like that. I think I would talk with what, so I went out, I talked about this guy a few weeks ago, but I'm going to bring him up again. I should probably tell him that I keep bringing him up. I went on a date like a year ago or so with somebody from Australia. So I said, do you think I have like a New Jersey accent? Like, what do you think I sound like? And he said, no, I think you have a TV accent. You sound like American TV. So I was like, that's what I think I sound like. You know, like when I'm watching stuff on TV, I think I'd sound just like the people on TV. But for some reason lately, when I've been talking to adults, this accent just comes out of nowhere. And then as soon as the conversation's done, like it's gone. But I was outside today and this man was walking his dog and I went to go pet the dog, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, nice day out, debating going to the pool. I'm like, all of a sudden I became like a middle-aged Italian housewife. And I was like, you know what? I went to the pool yesterday and it was so filthy. There was dirt on the ground. There was kids screaming. But the way I said it was like, you know, I went to the pool yesterday. And then I was like, what? That's not how I talk. And this guy, it's not like I was like speaking because he had like that sort of accent. Like it just comes out of my mouth. And I've been noticing it a lot. Or I'll be like, oh my God, I was talking to my best friend. And then I'm like, what? Talking? What? Like, where'd you get? Where did that come from? I don't know what my deal is with that, but I'm gonna try and be more of a human. Like, I don't know why that comes out, and it's only when I'm talking to adults, but I guess I'll be more conscious of it. I don't know. All right, and lastly for the humiliating list stories of the week. So I owe you guys an update on my whole doing my own nails situation. I didn't think it was going bad. The press-ons I thought looked good. The only problem is like they would snap off like sometimes, like just the thumb would snap off. Specifically when I was either trying to open a can or yanking up my tight ass leggings in the gym. So last Monday, I've been dabbling around, like I bought some gel, like the gel that they use at the nail salon, and I tried doing my own and I put on the tips and like put on the gel, and my right hand, I think, looked fine, or my left hand. My right hand looked like shit. So I spent like a good day just trying to like fix it and taking it off, starting again, shaving it down. I knew that my pointer finger on my right hand did not look good. The tip was like way too clunky, but I was like, fuck it. You know what? From far away, like it looks fine in pictures. I did the little, the chrome over it, but I wasn't satisfied. I was like, this is okay, but we could do better. So we're going to try again next time. This is all right. I get to the gym on Thursday and Biagio and Jill, my friends, are spotting me. Well, it's really Biagio and Jill's just lingering. And they look at my hands and Jill grabs my hand and goes, what is this? And I was like, stop, like I'm trying to do it on my own. Long story short, they were so disgusted with my nails. Biagio handed me $60 and said, happy belated birthday. Please go get your fucking nails done. So I got my nails done. Well, when I went to the nail salon, I was back with my boy Tom and I said, hey, I need a complete redo. And I was so embarrassed to tell him that I tried doing things myself and I didn't want to offend him for like not coming to him anymore. I was like, yeah, my cousin wants to do nails, and she guinea pigged me, and it's bad. I just need you to redo it all. The woman who owns the store comes over and is like, oh my God, your cousin used you as a guinea pig. Oh my God, ew. And I was like, yeah, I know, they're so gross, right? My nails, ew. But Tom fixed them up. I've been going for the coffin for like 2 years now. So I went for almond this time. They're like a little bit thinner than I would want them to be. But you know what? They're clean. They look good. And that's, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I might just have to. The thing is, I bought some press-ons that I still do want to use. But God, it was so much nicer when he did it. We got to see. We're TBD in the future. I might do it again. I don't know. I need some time to think. All right, we're going to move along with today's episode. I wanted to touch upon some hot topics, but really, I just wanted to talk about the Vanderpump reunion. Okay. They're saying that the show's like not canceled, that there will be another season, but then there's talks of Lala joining the Valley. I don't really know what's going on. Either way, though, that shit really got to me. I'm not going to lie. There was a moment of this, the part three reunion, that got to me. As you guys know, like, I've met Ariana. She's so nice, and I don't know her. Like, I really don't, like, know her. We just met. But I don't know, like, the whole Lala thinking like, oh, she thinks she's Beyonce and stuff. I never really got that from Ariana, but I don't spend that much time with her, obviously. So I don't really know. But this whole season, you know, you kind of see Ariana put up a brave front. She's like a wall that won't be knocked down. And because she has to be, you know, like, it's either be stern, be a quote unquote bitch, or have your boundaries disrespected, have your peace disrespected, have this guy who did something traumatic to you, like, kind of still infiltrate your life. So I had heard an interview with Ariana before the season started that she thinks that the edit that they gave her was kind of bad and created a little bit more drama and whatnot. I think that Ariana was doing what she had to do to be a strong woman. She said it in the reunion where she was like, I don't need to cry on camera. I cry alone. Like, I do that by myself. I think there's sides of her that we're not seeing on camera. And I don't think it's because she wants to hide those feelings from the camera. I think it's because she's only around Tom Sandoval when she's on camera, and that she's putting this boundary up between the two of them. So we're not seeing her faking it for the camera. We're seeing her boundary. And it's like, I don't know. I didn't really like the painting her as like a bitch or something for it. Like, she was standing her ground. They both were invited back to do the show. They both did it because they need the money, but she didn't want to be around him. And I get it. And she put on this brave face the whole season. So when she broke down and the two of them actually had a moment to speak to each other, that's what got me during this reunion. I was so glad that nobody interrupted. I was waiting for like Lala or James to start speaking, and I was about to get annoyed. I'm so glad that everybody just shut up for like a second and let just the two of them converse. That shit had chills running down my body, just because I've felt that hurt and I felt that loss of like a relationship and a person before. So when Tom's going, Ariana, like, you know me. And she's like, I don't, though. That gave me chills, because first of all, you think about the 10 years, like, all you see is like stone cold between the two of them right now, but they were together for 10 years. She's still hurting from that, and it was visible. And then having to admit to herself, like, and to him, like, no, I don't know you, because I thought I did. And then you went and did what I thought you were never going to do. Just seeing that connection, like an actual conversation between the two of them, sent chills down my body. I feel like it's the first time I've really seen either of them grieve the loss of their relationship. You've seen Tom be like, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah. But like actually grieve the loss of 10 years of history. Wild. And there was a moment where like she was crying and he was crying. And like, yeah, I don't know. Wild scenario. And I think that anybody who wants to tell Ariana to handle it differently can shut the fuck up, because it's not your situation. Okay, next on the list of hot topics is that Joe Jonas is releasing a new song. And I talked about this last week. I'm like a little bit nervous. Nick Jonas with the shaved head. I'm assuming he shaved his head for the movie that he's in. But a shaved head is typically a sign of a solo album, which I love a good Nick Jonas solo album. I love that shit. I just need to make sure that the Jonas Brothers are still together. Because we got Joe making new music. We got Nick with a shaved head. Where the fuck is Kevin? Nobody's been talking about Kevin. But I really am interested to hear this new song from Joe Jonas. Because the only line that I know is, even baddies get saddies. And I need to know more. What kind of vibe is this going to be? But hold on, let me look up what Kevin Jonas has been doing. Literally nothing. Oh, so Kevin Jonas has been filming the third season of Claim to Fame, which, by the way, I love Claim to Fame. Okay, so maybe the three of them have just been busy doing shit. You know? Maybe they've just, like, right now is just a period where all three of them got to do some shit and they'll be back together. Everything is going to be fine, guys. It's going to be okay. Other than that, let's see, anything else going on? Not really. I mean, the whole J-Lo and Ben Affleck thing, I could really care the fuck less. Like, I don't care. I've heard that J-Lo's a bitch, so. Yeah, that's it. That's it for Hot Topics this week. Okay, let's get into some highlights for the week. My health and fitness related highlight, I'm going to give that to my Saturday workout. I am very proud of myself for banging out my lift and my cardio in one session. I didn't take any breaks in between. I was just like, we're going to fucking do this. Let's go. Lift right into the cardio. And then I was able to get in the pool afterwards. And yesterday, I just had a very good day of movement. I woke up pretty early yesterday. So I just went to the gym before my client. The gym was empty and I was able to just be at peace, get my shit done without distractions. But I'm most proud of getting the cardio done without any complaints, really. I've found, so I have to do like 30 minutes on the treadmill, whatchamacallit, 5 days a week. I've found that if I throw on a 30-minute Peloton walk, I am more productive and I get through it better than just doing it like steady state. You know, I don't have the attention span for that. And this is what works for me. So that's my health and fitness related highlight of the week. My non-health and fitness related highlight. Let's see. What did I even do? I just like worked this week. My non-health and fitness related highlight is the fact that I got to go to the pool yesterday in my neighborhood. Even though there were gross kids running. Listen, not all kids are gross. But there was this one rude bully yelling at the other kids. So he was gross. The gross kid I'm referring to. Running around and whatnot. You know what? I'm going to change that answer. I started a new book. That's my highlight. I finished Carrie Soto is Back. I've loved every book that I've read by Taylor Jenkins Reid. I have. But I started The People We Meet on Vacation, which is not Taylor Jenkins Reid. I honestly don't even know who wrote it. But I'm about like 4 chapters in right now and it's going good. She was a solid choice. So that's my little book update. And that's my non-health and fitness related highlight for the week. All right, so we're going to talk about something not great, but I seriously encourage you to send at least this part of the episode. So we're 25 minutes in. Send this last 25 minutes to literally all of your female friends, especially if you have any friends in the Scottsdale, Arizona area. Not saying that to just gas up my podcast, but because situations like this need as much light as possible. You guys know I've spoken based on my own experiences and whatnot. I do not tolerate any sort of, I don't even know what you would call it, objectification, uncomfortableness towards, or not uncomfortableness, but any objectification of women in a gym and fitness environment. Anybody that is actively trying to better themselves, leave them the fuck alone and let them better themselves. That's why I feel so strongly about like the situations I've had. I think I spoke on this like a year ago, 2 years ago, about a guy waiting for me to come out of the locker room before he could ask for my number at the gym. It takes a lot of women, a lot of courage to admit they need help, accept help, do things like go to the gym. You know, we're very self-conscious in our bodies. It's even I am, you know, that's just how we are as females. So it really, really, really irritates me to my core when I see people taking advantage of that. So this week, we're going to talk about Ryan Reed. If you are not familiar with who Ryan Reed is, his Instagram, his socials are Ryan Reed Thrive, and it's R-E-A-D. First of all, you look at this guy. I did like a search of him after I saw some posts on him, and he looks disgusting. He just looks like he'd be a disgusting human being. He looks rude. He looks old. Not to age, be ageist or anything, but he just doesn't look. He doesn't look like anything special. I'm just watching this video of him right now. He doesn't have massive arms. He doesn't have massive legs. He doesn't have a massive chest. He looks like an ordinary human being who works out, but this guy prides himself on being like a master at his trade, and his thing is these glute focused programs for women. I'm just gonna come straight out with it. Ryan Reed is a huge predator, and if anybody comes in contact with him, if he's offering up his help, if you follow him, stay the fuck away. He's been exposed as a predator. This has been going on for years, yet he's still out there with 500 something thousand followers and female clients. And I know that maybe not every single one of them has been preyed on, let's say. However, far too many have, and this guy should not be getting anybody's money at all or attention. So I follow, I guess you would say, an internet friend. I don't know. We've corresponded over DM, but I've never met him. Chris O'Donnell. So on TikTok and Instagram, he's at CreeOD, which is CreeOHDEE. Very cool account, by the way. See, this guy seems like he's living a pretty cool life. But he posted a video that really just said everything in the best way. And honestly, I really respected him for posting it because I think it's super important for other males to recognize that this is wrongful behavior. But who the hell is Ryan Reed, if you've never heard of him? So Ryan Reed is a fitness trainer, I guess, whatever, online and in person in the Scottsdale area, and he only trains women. If you look at his page, all of his videos are like, oh, are you feeling insecure? Let me listen. Or like, this is for gym girls. Or this is like, I'm the king of menopause. Oh, it says, let's talk about menopause and premenopause. Please, as if he knows what that's firsthand. like. So basically, he takes these weak points of womanhood, and then uses that to kind of get people to give him attention, and then he continues to prey on them from there. And it's not even subliminal. It's not low key. Some of the stuff is just outright terrible. So what I'm going to do right now, honestly, I'm going to talk about it afterwards, but I'm going to play for you Chris's video at CreoD, which, by the way, I'm going to tell him that I put this on this podcast. But he does a fantastic job at explaining it. And then I'm going to go through some of the screenshots at the end of the video with quotes and things that Ryan Reed has said. All right, ready? By the way, it's a stitch, so like it starts off with Ryan Reed talking and then it goes into Chris. You'll see.
You're to be real. So then you think it's because of your menopausalness, and it's not. It's because you're a goddamn spaz.
All right, so this is Ryan Reed. For anyone who's followed me at length, you're probably wondering how the fuck is this guy still a topic after everything that came out about him. Ryan Reed is a piece of shit. So let's just get that out of the way. And let's just get into why Ryan Reed is a piece of shit.
And you're so pretty. You have the most amazing shape. You have amazing fucking tits.
That was to a 17-year-old girl when Ryan was 35 at the time.
Okay, so I want to take your virginity. I just think you're so dope.
This was to a prospective 19-year-old client who was inquiring about training when she had to end up blocking him because he was getting too creepy. This was an account from a 16-year-old girl in Canada who Ryan was trying to solicit to come to Scottsdale and train with him. This is a direct exchange between Ryan and a potential client over pricing, where Ryan was trying to solicit a BJ in exchange for training sessions.
Did you use condoms a lot? Like,
fuck no!
Oh shit!
I never use condoms!
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Well then, fuck it!
This is Ryan bragging on a podcast about sleeping with over 500 women and never using condoms. And here are accounts from women about how he was spreading STDs knowingly to women in the Phoenix Valley. If you are a woman who has been approached by Ryan Reed, having him ask you for videos of your squat so we can critique your form, just know that you're in the ranks of probably hundreds, if not thousands, of women who have unknowingly sent videos to him thinking that he's genuinely there to help him when he's just a pervert who wants to get off from watching you in a compromised position. There is a reason Ryan Reed only trains women for glute building programs, okay? It's because he's not an ally of women, he's a predator of women. And if anyone out here, if any of you who follow him are presented with this information at this point, everything that has been stated, and you still think he's there to genuinely help you, it is willful ignorance at this point, and you are co-signing his bullshit. And then Ryan Reed has the gall, after all of this is presented, literal voice notes from him, little screenshot exchanges of him trying to solicit sexual favors in exchange for training sessions, all of these enormous amount of accounts from women, has the gall to say that everything is fake, we're making shit up about him, you know, and just gaslighting his followers and creating this echo chamber and protecting himself from the information that's being pushed in by blocking everyone who speaks out about him and deleting comments and just continuing the gaslight. Anyways, just a vile, petulant human being.
All right, so Chris does a really good job of breaking everything down. I know that there's some screenshots and whatnot that he refers to, like this is an account, this is blah, blah, blah. So obviously, you can't see that over a podcast. Didn't know if you knew that, but I took the liberty to screenshot them, and I'm going to read some of the examples out loud. So he talked about Ryan Reed trying to solicit like his training in exchange for a BJ. This is a screenshot from a potential client, and he says, "Did I tell you the prices?" And she says, "Haha, nope. What is your pricing?" And he said, it's $100 a session, or ... Since we talked about it before, I'll take some really good head laughing face emoji. Need it. Or we can just do the $100, LOL. And then she responds, this is from April 23, 2020. Sorry, I had no idea how to respond to you. You're wild. I asked if I could take you to dinner, haha, but we never talked about anything close to ... why you would even want to take him to dinner is beyond me, because he's fucking ugly. Then we talked about a then he mentioned a podcast where Ryan Reed brags, literally says, fuck no, I don't use a condom, bragging that he slept with over 500 people. And then we have some screenshots from some of his clients sending messages that I assume they've sent to Chris. I could be wrong. First one says, I don't even know where to start. He's literally a predator. Like, do you know how much he likes his online training so much? Because he literally takes women there to fuck. He has thousands of half-naked photos of women, and once he finds out you're in Arizona, you're done for it. He said he wanted to drug me and manipulate me for months. Was not honest about STD status. Also made fun of a weight gain I had while I was in bed with him. Literally so humiliating. Bro, I don't... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It makes me sad that people have fallen for it to the point where they've actually exchanged these sexual favors or something. But listen, I'm not here to judge on that. I know that everybody's background's different. How everybody grew up is different. Everybody's mindset is different. Sometimes, like, I'm a huge believer in the people that we choose to be romantically involved with are an after effect of what we've experienced growing up, whether it's good or bad. So whatever, he's taking these weak people and preying on them, you know. Anyway, another one. You can post this. I was a young client of his at the time when he and I slept together, as are most of the women he sleeps with. I remember I found a cyclovir in his bedroom and Googled the name to find out it was for herpes. I was mortified and never slept with him again. It is terrible to sleep with your clients and not disclose incurable disease you knowingly have. It's terrible to sleep with your clients, period. It's terrible to not to sleep with somebody and not tell them that you have an incurable disease. It's unfathomable to put those two together. Period. Whew. Next message. Ryan Reed confirmed genital herpes with tons of prescription bottles for daily medication, yet never mentioned it to anyone he slept with, including my old friend. He is old news in Scottsdale, as most people have caught on to his antics or fallen victim to his desperate Hail Mary attempts. So it looks like he's aiming now to a younger generation, since he is struggling to fool this cycled through and finally wiser group of gals. Always rub me wrong. I'd like to thank my moral compass for being a longtime firm believer in all of the things you're bringing to light. On behalf of Scottsdale, we appreciate you. So those are messages from clients. Yeah. I mean, when multiple people who don't have an affiliation with each other are saying the same things, it's the proof's in the pudding. Okay, next, Chris posts a screenshot, a DM exchange between Ryan and a potential female client. He says, I know this sounds lame, but I know I've met you. And she says, are you sure? Where did we meet? And he says, shit, no idea. I've lived in Scottsdale for 10 years, but just moved to Laguna Beach. Anyway, do you live in Scottsdale? And she said, yeah, I do live in Scottsdale. And he says, what do you do there? Are you in school? I see you. Work out. Love it. I want to teach you form. And she says, I literally study clinical exercise science. My form is fine. And he says, haha, didn't say it was bad. Sorry, didn't mean to offend. All good. Show me a squat, though. I'll take a look. And then he posts the last part of the story. Not the story, but the video. Is Ryan Reed's defense. And I saw this on his Instagram story the other day. I clicked on his profile and I saw it right up there. Hi, y'all. The losers are back acting like losers again. They're messaging all my followers with info that's false again, just like years ago. Like, have you ever seen such sad loser-ass activity? And how obsessed with me can you be, my God? So if you've gotten a DM from a loser, just disregard. Never let people like that get to you. All they do is talk about people. They never do anything productive in life. First of all, anybody that I've ever heard say loser ass is a big fucking loser themselves. Period. And like, honestly, all the people that I know that literally use loser ass as a regular terminology are fucking pathetic. So think about that the next time you say loser ass. No, I'm kidding. That's not the point here. I wanted to talk about this to, one, raise awareness to who this person is. If you see him, do not engage in his activity. Do not support him in any sense. The proof's in the pudding. You guys heard the voice memos. You can't get any worse than voice memos. Text, you can argue, oh, that's not real, it's Photoshopped. But the voice memos, that one's pretty hard. That one's pretty hard to deny. And second, I wanted to talk about it just to let out some fucking frustration. It's unfathomable to me the way that this guy is approaching. First of all, if you were looking to get a personal trainer or an online coach, pay attention to how they talk to you. Okay? If somebody's coming right off the bat of, I want to teach you form, like, there needs to be, in order for a successful client and teacher relationship, there needs to be mutual respect, just like there needs to be in a workplace. If I talked to my clients that way, then they would have no respect for me. They would not be comfortable with me. It would show that I don't respect them because I think that they're beneath me. And then how are we ever going to have a productive relationship that way? Second, it just blows my fucking mind. It blows my mind. I said this in the beginning of the episode, how some things I'm just like, what the fuck is going through your head? What the fuck is going through this guy's head? God, I don't even have words for it. It's disgusting. It's pathetic. And like Chris said in his video, if you are still choosing to support him, I don't even give a fuck if you've seen results with his training, whatever. Go find another trainer. Hell, I'll give you the Ryan Reed discount. I'll have you on board for free. For 3 months, okay? Seriously, if you would like to, if you are somebody who does train with him and wants to get off that bandwagon but doesn't want to stop seeing progress, please DM me. He should, if you are somebody who is continuing to support him, it's blind ignorant. It's ignorance at this point. This guy has been proven to be a massive predator, and I'm glad that I have a platform to talk about this kind of stuff. Hopefully, I saved a few people from falling for his fucking antics. And that is how, and that's how we're ending this episode, on a great, light, and positive note. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Stay tuned next week because we are going to have an interview on the podcast. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And make sure you're following me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Lifts with Liz. Have a happy, healthy weekend. Stay the fuck away from Ryan Reed. And I'll talk to you next Monday.